This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
We are the waiting. Hello, hump day. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Welcome to our little teeny tiny world.
Oh. Hump day.
I have you on the same thing. It's very soft. I can't. Here, I'll do it. That's nice and loud. Yeah. Hey, y'all. How you doing?
Hey.
Happy hump day.
How you doing?
How you doing? It's going to be downright cold today.
The Bay Area rejoices. You effing kidding me?
Because even yesterday, even though it was cooler, it was still hot. It was hot out.
Well,
yikes.
We played hoops in the front yard and worked up a good sweat, me and Isla. But it cooled off.
Well, you guys play horse?
No, we're working on. She plays basketball, like
she's
on a team now.
Yeah. Oh, but, so you're trying to like get it away from her, knock her down.
Well, no, I'm just, there's some things that she's brand new to the game.
Yeah.
So there's some, just even dribbling is a little like gets away from her.
Yeah.
It's a little, you know, you don't want to dribble it that high.
No.
You got to keep, you know, control the ball. Ball control, angles, all the stuff.
Were you a basketball player, Vinny?
I was not. No, not at all. In fact,
her mom was, though.
Her mom played.
You'll meet Christina probably at Winterland. You'll love her.
There was a point where we were practicing, and then mom came out, and I went, okay,
I'm going to go in and shower.
Here's the ball.
This is the last hot day of October.
Here's the actual basketball teacher's here, and I'm going to leave now. But it cooled off. It cooled off. I went to bed at a normal, I climbed in my bed and pulled a blanket over me for the first time. Well, no, I actually slept in another place.
Oh, you did go to? Oh.
No, the day before yesterday, I slept at my apartment.
Got it. Well, sleep's important. If you miss a few nights, you feel like I have to do whatever it takes to get a good night's sleep.
I missed
tonight.
All the nights. Yeah. There's no sleeping in that crap. So it was great. It was last night, pulled the blanket up.
Drifted off.
You look happy and refreshed.
I feel great.
Good. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You do look pretty refreshed.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. Did you get a facial or something? Your face looks actually quite handsome and amazing.
Look at that look he gave you.
You can't take a compliment.
I don't understand.
It wasn't mysterious.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, it's just, you look great.
Oh,
it's true.
Well.
Like when he said that, he goes, you look happy. I took a good look. I'm like, geez, like, you really, I guess you got kind of pinched earlier this week. You know, lack of sleep will do it.
It does.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, yes.
So today it's going to be freezing, only like 75 degrees. Freezing.
Well, I'd say less hot. That's about 80s.
I have to turn on the heat.
No, you don't.
I might have to, Vin.
She needs climate control perfectly in her house.
It's true.
So listen, I know we're not in Florida. I realize that. If you are traveling today anywhere, really, most places you should be fine. But if you're traveling to the east, it's not going to start right away. The storm is hitting later tonight.
But it is, like you say, it's a domino.
It is bad news, though, right now. Like yesterday, so I have a guitar teacher. I take online guitar lessons.
Yes, you've said this, right? He's in
and
Florida.
He lives, he's from Boston. And for the first year of the time that I've been taking lessons, he's been in Boston. Last 6 months or so, he had moved to Florida.
Where in Florida? Is he?
He is in the line of Milton.
Oh, so he's like Orlando around there?
He's not Orlando, but he's definitely, he goes to Disney a lot.
Okay.
So he's close enough.
Because my mom and dad are saying it's 2 hours north of them. They're like, we're not leaving. It's 2 hours north of us, which would be somewhere between where they live in Tampa.
That's great. And I certainly am not trying to.
No, I am. I'm mad at them. I really feel like, why take
any
chances?
I'm going to tell you something.
Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? He's like, well, and I was like, uh-oh. And what's up? And he goes, well, this thing's going to hit us. We're in the line of this thing. And I'm bummed. We tried to leave, but we can't. He's like, the freeways are packed. The gas stations are empty.
There is no gas.
He said he filled his car and he's not sure if him and his partner took off from where they live and drove that tank empty, that where they got would be out of the storm's line.
Right.
And if they'd even have gas that he could buy to get further away from. So we might end up, if we left on this tank, we might end up in the storm in our car.
Sheltering in our car and hopefully not in a flood.
So he was like, I can't bring my partner out in a car in a storm and be like.
That's one of the big things my mom and dad were saying. They're like, we couldn't get gas if we wanted it.
That's
and
why
everything's
I'm telling
packed.
You this.
But it's up, you know, that's the thing when it's projected. I guess you can't run for the hills every single time.
Well, I'll give you an example, and I'm not a prepper. I got kids. I got to have some water and a little earthquake
thing,
but I'm not
like
a prepper.
We're supposed to have 72 hours worth of gear on your own.
Are there people with four-wheel drive trucks that have giant gas cans in the back where they can fill up five, you know, of these things and drive away and be in New York by tomorrow? Yeah, there are people who can do that. Most people, like the guy who I take guitar lessons from, he's like, I can't drive far enough away and know that I'm going to find gas wherever that is.
Wow.
So I'm stuck.
It sucks.
And I said, well, you're in a building. What floor are you on? He goes, the first.
Oh.
Is he in an apartment building?
Yeah.
Well, at least it's a little more solid. He can at least walk up to the top floors.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, that's
scary.
It's so scary.
Yeah, so that's happening
and
right
Florida
now.
Florida is made of water. Like, it's honestly, When the tide is high, the water's at the sea wall. It's just, okay. So if it happens, my mom was saying, because obviously we talked a lot yesterday and oh my God, everyone in my family is freaking, not even there. Like the people who live outside of Florida who are like, why are you guys still there? What's going on? It matters what the tide is when the thing hits. Apparently, if the tide's already in, then the storm surge is way worse and everything. And she's like, oh, no, the timing on it's going to be fine. It'll be low tide. I'm like,
I love that laissez-faire.
Yeah,
it's a lot to count on.
It is. Right? And so it's just they are laissez-faire about it. They, you know, and I will say they've lived there over a decade. There's been a million hurricanes since then. And knock wood, they've come through them all. Like the worst thing that happened was a couple years back, the whole lanai got ripped off the back of the house. And they were just like inside going, oh, that looks bad. They're just, whatever. They're like,
Well.
And they own the house. So they're like, yeah, we don't have hurricane insurance.
I was on Instagram.
I'm like, that seems stupid.
I was just on Instagram, like scrolling reels, and like everybody's posting up pictures and like what's, you know, and weather predictions. And it will freak you out. If I lived there, I would be freaked out.
I know.
It's big.
It's just scary to be here and absolutely able to do nothing.
Well, you
Other than
if you go there, you'll still be able to do absolutely nothing. Right.
But I could flee. You know, it's funny. My sister-in-law, Debbie, is a scaredy cat, and they left.
Oh, good.
My sister-in-law and brother left. But everybody
where do
else.
They go? So where do people go when they leave? Like, I would assume there's no place to, all the hotels and motels.
You go
be,
to friends. Like, my teacher was going to go to friends in Georgia, and they got on the freeway to leave, and there was no moving. And they went, okay, we're going to burn up the one tank of gas we got.
Idling in traffic.
Trying to get out of here. And so they just, I think that was his last effort, was they had friends who said, come stay with us. It's all good. Mm-hmm. They tried to leave and went, okay, we give up. We're going home and we're going to hunker down and we're going to hope we're still. He said he's inland enough that he thinks the storm surge won't hit him. But that's all of this stuff that people do is hopeful.
Hopeful. And we did hear yesterday in the amazing hurricane quiz, 2 days ago, that they hit land and then the power stopped. So if he's mid-state, then yes, he'll probably be better off. But you're right. That thing could be.
Well,
it's the weather. People have been trying to predict it for years.
I don't think he's mid-state. I think he's I think he said I'm 5 miles in.
Oh.
Which should be plenty, right?
Is he 5 miles in from the East Coast or the West Coast?
I think it's the West.
Oh, boy.
He's in the storm eye.
He's in the storm.
It's coming right at him.
Well, they do build for that down there. That's why we have codes.
Where he is a new place. So anyway, it doesn't matter about him. I just got info and thought I'll share it with you. And the fact of the matter is it's not easy to get away if that's what you were advising your parents to do.
He was too late now.
He wanted to and couldn't.
Right. Mm. He tried and failed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's honestly just one of those things where that, and I think it's half the problem. Like when you have that many hurricanes and you've been fine that many times, they can tell you all you want. This one's going to be the worst one. This is the bad. This is the biggie. You've got, you know, we know it's coming. It's 5 days out. Here's what. And then the people who like have weathered all the other storms go, yeah, I'll be fine. I'm sick. I can't run for the hills every time.
Well, it happens today into tonight.
Mom and Dad and Tina and Jimbo, I'm sending all my, and your kids, I'm sending all the positivity I can to you. I hope that your roof stays on. I hope that you are fine.
I'm praying for them, Sarah.
Thank you, because I don't do that. I believe in God, so thanks for your prayers.
I love that you have a Jimbo.
Jimbo. He's great.
I had a friend named Jimbo in San Diego, and I just, it's Jimbo!
It's such a southern name. It's a funny
Jimbo?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh. Hmm. Yeah. I whenever you say his name, I can see my friend Jimbo's face, and it's good memories.
It autocorrects to Jumbo, which is less flattering.
Right.
And I'm always like, you know, yesterday, 2 days ago was his birthday. I'm like, hey, happy birthday, Jimbo. And I hit send. Of course it had autocorrect.
Marty over here. This is I get
hey, Marty.
I get
Connie
Marty.
And Bonnie.
Connie, Bonnie.
Yeah.
Salad and Bonnie. That's us.
Salad and Bonnie.
Good times.
Welcome to the Salad and Bonnie Show. Yeah, so it is going to be what it is. I hope everything goes well, obviously. And because I do have big plans with my sister and Jimbo in November. We're all going to New York together for Thanksgiving.
Did you just hear, and I'm sure it's not wrong. It's probably fine.
What is it?
We were playing a commercial for Coldplay touring this summer.
Yep.
They mean next, like.
No. Yes, this coming summer. This right.
That's 20.
They should say summer 2025. I want to say our date, the Stanford date, is in May. Is what I read this morning. So I really feel like that's spring.
Is that a mistake?
Is it because it still feels like we're in summer now?
Yeah, is that? So anyway, so okay, so that is 25. Summer of 25.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is what it sounds like.
All right.
I'm not positive.
Slightly misleading, but fine.
Right. Yes.
Hard to, you know.
Coldplay was in, we're doing two more albums and that's it. That'll be that.
What are you talking about?
Coldplay. They said, we're going to do like two more albums. And that's it. They didn't even say they're going to do like two more. They said they're going to do two more albums and that's it.
And then they're done.
And then they're done as Coldplay.
Sure.
I know.
I mean, how many bands do that?
Does that make people say, oh God, I better go see them? Is that what people say when they're on tour? Like, well, this is probably our last tour.
Well, you know, I've never been a prolific artist. So I can't say for sure. But you know who does that? Quentin Tarantino had like a number of movies he planned to make. And he also has said, this next one is my last one. And then he bailed on making the last one. Like, I guess he'd written that script with the, what was it? Like the porn business movie reviewer.
Right.
And then,
not getting made though, right?
No, he had cast it and they were getting ready to go into production and he pulled the plug. Mm. It's gone.
That's so right. It has been a while since we heard about that. So what do we know about that now? Is he?
I don't know. I'm just saying that as an artist, it's interesting that someone might say, and didn't your boy, I want to say Kevin Spacey, but it's
Kevin
not
Smith.
It.
Kevin Smith.
Yeah. He also had said, I'm not doing any more movies.
He said that so many times. Right. I mean, he told me once.
I literally have a story about how he's trying to cast his daughter in his next movie.
She's a giant Nepo baby.
Well, that's what she says. She's like, Dad, I'm not going to be in any more of your movies. I'm trying to be my own thing. I think her name's Harley.
Harley Quinn.
Oh, middle name Quinn?
Yeah, named her
after. That's adorable.
Yeah. Oh. Well, anyway, I don't know why you'd call your shot at two more albums and we're out of here, but okay. Yeah. I hope that goes well for them.
Kevin Smith has a new film called The 4:30 Movie. Apparently it's a semi-autobiographical take on his childhood, and he wanted to cast his daughter to be the lead. She's like, not only don't I want to be in your movies, I don't want to play you if you were a girl, I guess.
And when he does movies now, he doesn't really release them. He goes on tour with them because he knows he can bring a crowd when he goes on tour and then he shows the movies.
Well, I mean, I didn't even realize that he'd done a third Clerks movie. I really did not know
they
that.
I think they did another Jay and Silent Bob movie, or there was one in the works, but it's...
When Maddie and I worked together before, and I'm sure Kevin had come on after he was gone when you came back. Kevin...
No.
Oh, really?
No, I've never met Kevin Smith.
Kevin used to come on and never leave. Like,
I know.
It got to the point where I was like, okay, we have to tell him he can't come on anymore. Like, that's... No.
I believe he was going to do a phoner, and we were discussing what you'd like, well, he'll want to stay. And I was like, well, he can't.
And also he's on the phone.
Like, we're not going to have this guy take over our show from LA and just tell us how it's going to go.
No Name was on vacation.
He was on paternity leave.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And so, and it was great because Kevin is fun and interesting, but he gets a little droney he was a very nice guy. He and Maddie hit it off. And Maddie moved his whole life down to LA to do this later, to do his podcast and to put all this stuff
together.
This
was after Stitcher?
I left Stitcher to go work for Kevin.
To go work for Kevin.
And it went from being like, hey, we're going to, Scott Mosier's going to, we're going to do like Smodcast, but we're going to do a morning show. We're going to do it live every day. I was like, great. And we had a place, we're going to do it. And then by the time I get down there, it's like, Scott's not going to do it. We're going to do it from my house and my wife is the co-host. And if my wife doesn't like you, it's all over. His wife did not like me.
And all of his friends iced him out too, because
everybody
Kevin Smith
iced
is the guy
out.
With. So here comes the guy who's going to put this podcast together for him and like he would say, Kevin, you shouldn't do that. You should do this, blah blah blah. And Kevin looks at his friends, and his friends go, "Nah, dude.
Nah."
And how long did that last?
And he really listened to like anything on Twitter. Somebody say something on Twitter about the show. Well, we got to change it. It's like, dude, you can't do everything.
You can't be.
It was a week. It was a week after 3 months
life.
Of. Setting up the whole thing. Like it was 3 months setting up this whole, all the technology, you know, getting things in place, a weekend. My wife was so grateful because that dude had me to a point where like, I mean, you want to talk about when my drinking really kicked in, like after that, cause it was just a disaster. And he's one of these people who really needs you on the phone a lot. Like he'll text you at any time, day, night, and expect, you know, that you get right back to him. It was a lot.
Well, it was three months and 1 week of a lot.
Yeah, it was a traumatic experience for me. Like, it took me years to get over it because I never had done a project where I felt like I failed so badly. And I felt like I just completely failed that project. And yeah, it was a kick in the nuts.
Yeah.
And you left on friendly terms?
Not really, no.
Oh,
we haven't really talked since then. I mean, when I got sober, I sent him a note. You know, just kind of, you know, trying to make amends of whatever, and never got back to me.
Mm. Huh?
Yeah, yeah. And don't get me wrong, I have nothing. I have no ill will about Kevin. People around him, his wife, maybe
wait
not
a minute.
So much.
Let me ask a question. So when you say you sent him a note to make amends, had you even really done anything? Like, were you drinking too much and not showing up for work?
No, or? I was there, but I was definitely, I don't think I was on my best, but my wife, who's the perspective of all this, was like, no, that was all him. He made you absolutely insane.
And he would make me, he would just sit in that chair and do the show, and I would be at the end of the day, I'd be like, ooh, I don't even do anything. I'm completely wrung out.
But
I can't even imagine having to like be on the phone with that person all the time. Like, and someone who's going to read Twitter and be like, wow, we got to change it. Like, oh my God, let me delete everything that's on your phone.
And he's, you know, he's not
Kevin
the same
Smith
guy.
Kevin Smith is who we're talking
about. Yeah. Kevin's the director, Kevin Smith, Jay and Silent Bob.
He's not the same guy he used to be. You know, he had that heart attack. And
well, he has a whole different face, that's for sure.
He changed his whole life. And
every picture I see of him, I'm like,
who's that?
It is so strange. He's got a tiny face now.
Yeah. I would love to give him a hug and like just say hi. I mean, because we were really, you know, good friends.
And, right. And to the point where he moved you to LA to work on his thing and then it just eroded.
Yeah.
Sometimes you do, you jump in, you get in the thick of something with somebody and it's like, oh God, what have I done? Well, and you were in a bad position because the drinking had already been like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was, And that's when things really kind of out of bad summer.
Took a
summer.
Turn.
And then I started teaching and things got a little better. And then, I ended
you
up
put it back together.
Going to rehab and la, la, la.
I know, right?
What?
So crazy.
That is
I remember
tragic.
Talking to you, isn't it? It's awful.
In all honesty, that is tragic.
Yeah. Mm. I had never, I mean.
So
you
didn't have a contract. This was just a bro who said, I got the means and I've got the desire and we'll make it happen.
We had a contract for the first 3 months and that was that. And then
his wife was the decider?
I don't know if she was the decider, but she certainly did not care for me.
Well, you were trying to tell them what to do. You know, that's
well, he didn't want to prep before the show. And he's like, I don't understand why we don't have that. You and Sarah just have this chemistry. Like, she thinks that you do it. And I'm like, it's been a week. Do you think we built that chemistry up in a week?
And also, we prep.
We prepped every morning, too. Yeah. For, you know,
you
we prep
we
an hour, at least an hour every day.
Right. Oh, my God. At least.
And
then
in the afternoon.
It's, I mean, that's what it takes to do a daily morning show. You need to know some, you need to have read all the stories, even though you're not going to get to any of them. Right, Benny? We never get to anything. In fact, we're not going to get to anything right now. So we're going to play a song.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.